We're dealing with Mary's path of peace begins in this part here. And it's a tremendous revelation on how, when you stick with what God has said, how it will develop peace. It will develop the covenant of God's peace. And in the covenant of God's peace, we're discovering that's where we find the instant manifestations, miracles happen because of this wonderful covenant that he made with us over back in Isaiah chapter 54, which you can read about perhaps when we're done. And we learn that the word peace means, and our foundation for this whole entire series has been, I believe, the definition of joining. We know that peace means prosperity. It means restitution, restoration. It means welfare. It means all of those wonderful things take place because of peace. But what happens is all of that restoration, restitution, prosperity is predicated on the fact that you're joined. And the Greek word for peace is eirene, and the first definition of eirene means the joining. And obviously it makes sense that when you're joined to God, all of those other things will follow. Amen.
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 And so we learned the depths of how God wants to be joined with us. We learned in part three, I'm just scrolling back up just for a second. We learned that we needed to come into a dimension of becoming like Christ, the express image of God's person, the Father's person. And we learned that the express image meant precise reproduction in every respect. That God wants us to come up, and because of what Jesus has done by shedding his blood, it gives us this covenant to where two people or two beings are propitiated because of his blood. And the Father was forever propitiated. Now he's appeased because of the death of his Son. He's no longer angry with us. He's no longer chiding with us or rebuking. He said that my covenant of peace will never be removed because of what Jesus has done. And so now we've been touched with the blood, where all of our guilt and shame is lifted. All of our fears are lifted because of the precious blood of Jesus. And we know that we extract this blood by staying in the Word. This word, the blood of Jesus gets into our atmospheres. It changes our thinking. It changes our positioning of from fear to faith, from Amen. Doubt to belief. It changes things when we're in the Rhema word of God. Amen. And so now we've learned this. And now we've learned that God is saying, I want you joined to this depth. I want you to come in to a place because of what Jesus has done to becoming my express image as well. And so we learned about that in part three, but God wants to put a stamp on it one more time in the beginning of part four. So God is saying, I want you guys to come into the precise reproduction of who I am in every respect. That's the joining the Father's looking for. And that's the joining that we are afforded because of Jesus. Amen. And so now in part four, we look at this one more rhema to strengthen us in this understanding of becoming his express image. We look at Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, and it says, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word or the rhema of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Now he is the brightness of the glory. We're highlighting that, which because he's the brightness of his glory, there's a reason why he's the express image, and it's because he is the brightness of his glory. Mm-hmm. Now, we remember what the word glory means. The word glory in the Greek is doxa, and the word glory means God's opinion, God's point of view, and God's estimate. It doesn't just mean this power and this place of electricity, light, and supernatural. It doesn't just point to that, though. Don't get me wrong. It opens that up. It opens up the glory that, like, we like to see, the Shekinah glory when was filled with the house. So yeah, it gets into smoke was filled with, the house was filled with smoke because of the glory of the Lord. It does lead us into that dimension. But to get there, it's because someone's operating in God's opinion, God's point of view, and God's estimate. In other words, someone's walking in how God sees things. Jesus was the brightness of his glory. He stayed in the opinion of the Father. He stayed in the point of view of the Father. He stayed in how the Father was estimating things. So therefore, Jesus was and is the it caused him to become the express image, where now in the express image, he's now in precise reproduction of the Father in every respect. If you're following me, just say amen.
Amen.
Okay, good, good. So now the brightness of his glory manifests the express image of his person. We need to remember, like I said, the glory of God's mean, glory of God is his opinion, point of view, his estimate. Jesus stayed in the light of his Father's opinion, the light of his point of view. He became, and because of that, he became the express image. He became the precise reproduction. This is what's described as the perfect joining. It's the perfect joining. It's when you're seeing things like the Father sees things. You're moving like the Father would move. Your decision-making is just like the Father's. And so now, this is going to help us here on how to really, really tap into becoming the express image of the Father, just like Jesus. So watch this. Jesus was perfectly joined with the Father, and therefore it created the dimension of perfect peace. Everything in Jesus's life was always in full prosperity. Everything was always in full bloom. There was always a harvest of kingdom, and it came instantaneously. He never had to wait when he called on miracles, when he called on signs and wonders. He never had to wait. These things were always produced because he was in a perfect place of being joined to the Father. That describes perfect peace. Now, let me show you our way into this express image now. Now, this is how we get in. This is how we tap in, and it's really something powerful. We've learned it, but it explains exactly how to get here and to really lay down and abide in this covenant of peace and to walk in the fruit of God's peace. Peace is more than tranquility of mind. Peace is also tranquility of your state of being. It's manifestation of all kinds. So in 1 John 1 through 8, it says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness and shew it unto you, that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. Talking about Jesus. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you. Watch this. They're trying to tap you in somewhere, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Love that. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light. Watch this now, guys. And in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. That's a mouthful. But I'm going to focus on this verse here. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And I thought about this for a while, and the Lord really led me to this scripture. And he said, Todd, this describes how to get into my express image. And it's something that we've been learning. It's not that far from us. You see, I think every one of us goes through stretches where darkness tries to overtake us. I think we go through those stretches where we're not really completely on point in the rhema word. We're not on point in our fellowship with the Father. And I think we get into these lulls at times, man, these lulls that really reveal that we're not in the place that we should be in. And it gets kind of cluttered and confused. And so it became something obvious here. If I'm not in the light as he is in the light, right? I'm a liar if I say I still have fellowship with him. I'm no longer joined outside of the light. Outside of the light as, the key word here is as, he is in the light. And let me just give you just a quick description. The Lord was ministering to me about how my responsibilities go beyond just ministering to the house of TGM. And he began to talk to me, and this is just the other morning, early in the morning, about 3 o'clock, he called me in. And I'm sitting there and I'm hearing him let me know about other colleagues and other people that have need of the things in which he's spoken unto me. And I've been kind of standoffish. I don't know why all the time, but I've just kind of been a loner, worried about the people of our house and worried about ministering to our house. And I haven't really been connected to the body like I should. So when I didn't realize this, but there was like a lull that was coming over me. And every time God wants to check me, it's like our fellowship shifts. It gets harder to fellowship because apparently my ear isn't open to what he's trying to reveal. There's light he's trying to shine in a dark area. And all the time, my ear isn't always attentive to hear what he's saying. But our fellowship kept going further. Me and the Father's fellowship kept going further and further away. It started to it seemed as though it was going in opposite directions, not him, but me. And so when he called me in and checked me out on this, he shined light on this truth. And I said, my God, you're so right. You're so right. I have more of a responsibility than just TGM. And he began to shine this light. And as I said amen to the light that he was shining, as I began to amen the light, I felt our fellowship coming together. I felt it coming together. I felt the presence amen, of the Father. I felt amen. I was like, oh, yes, Lord, there you are. I missed you for a day or two. I missed you. It hasn't been, because he was trying to convey something to me. And as I opened up to the light, see, listen, the Bible says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, stay with me now because it's going to all come together. We have fellowship one with another. All right. But it's as he is in the light. And what as means, it translates even as, simultaneously. In other words, whatever is on the Father's mind concerning me, I need to know it. Because this keeps the fellowship. And watch this. As I say yes to his opinion, his point of view, I become now, because I'm in agreement with him, I become the brightness of his glory. And then I turn into his express image. I'm right on track with him. Now I'm joined perfectly. Now peace is perfect between me and the Father. Why? Because I'm allowing him to do what he's been called to do. He is the vine dresser. He is the husbandman. He's the one pruning our branches. And as I allow his light to go ahead and prune, to take away these things, this is nothing less, guys, than a post experience.
Amen.
That this has to continue, because now I become the light. I become the brightness of his opinion. Now I'm connected to his point of view. Amen. I'm in his estimate. Amen. And now because I'm there, I now too, just like Jesus, become the express image of God. I am now perfectly joined to him. So our way into the express image is to stay in the light as he, the Father, is in the light. You can't leave fellowship. John said our fellowship is both with the Father and the Son. You cannot leave the fellowship. And we all know the Father's ministry toward us is to absolutely shine the light in our dark areas. He's Amen. Just here loving us, reproving us, making us more his progeny. He's working on us. And we can't afford to lose that. We can't afford to let darkness overtake us and then all of a sudden fall out of fellowship. The Bible says that if I'm in darkness and I say I have fellowship with the Father, I'm a liar. Why? Because I'm not doing the truth. I'm not doing what he taught me. I'm not coming to hear whatever reproof or correction he might have for my life. His fellowship with us is that of a father, and it's tremendous. My son, Matt, can't sit with me probably more than 8 minutes or so, and I'm always trying to make him better at something. I'm always pouring into him, always, in one way or another, you know, and I'm learning to do it with more grace. I'm learning to do it with more patience. I'm learning to do it just like a father does it with me. And so now that's what fathers do. We nurture, we do the things in which we need to do to help our children grow. We impart, we implement, we tell them how it could be better, but with grace, with peace. So now if you're not in the light as the Father is in the light, that's why we're not becoming, or that's why we're outside of his express image. We're not producing precisely as he would. And that's breaking the line of perfect peace. It doesn't bring a perfect joining. And God told us, I want perfect joining with this house. I want to be perfectly joined and you to be perfectly joined to me so that my covenant of peace can be experienced on all levels.
Amen.
So now, even as means simultaneously. So now, if we allow the darkness to overshadow the fellowship with him, we fall away from joining. We're being joined. Jesus is the brightness of his glory. He is the exact opinion, the exact point of view. He stayed there at all times. The light is the Father's revealing and pruning us. That's the light. That's the light. Listen, the Father's not going to stop until the perfect day comes on you. And it's not chiding. He's not doing it out of anger. He's just causing you to be. He said, let us make man in our own image and in our likeness. And he's even saying to us, because of what Jesus has done, let's take it to the express image. Let them become the express image. The Bible says we're joint heirs with Jesus. We're joint heirs with him. We're equal with him. So that means you too and me too can walk as the express image of God and have a perfect union and a perfect covenant of peace with him. Amen?
Amen.
So Amen. Don't lose, the moral of that is do not lose the fellowship with the Father. And please, if there be darkness over you and you don't sense the fellowship, please just go in. Go into the word, this Rhema word, and let the Father, let him reveal to you. Let him reveal to you. He'll come in and let you know. This is where you're off. This is what's going on. This is happening over here. And if you turn at what he says, you'll be with him. You'll be alongside of him. You'll be perfectly joined in peace with him, where Jesus has already prepared this place for us.
Amen.
And the Father never leaves it. The Father never leaves it. So let that strengthen you on how to become the express image, just like Jesus. Let that be poured into you to imbibe that, smoke that in, take it all the way to the lungs and inhale that thing until you get high on it and you get good and high on it. And man, it becomes a part of your intellect, your knowledge, that if I'm in darkness, that means I'm not joined. I'm not joined right. And that means that's why I'm not experiencing peace. I'm not experiencing restoration. Because there must be darkness. If I'm not in fellowship, there's got to be some type of darkness. And so get in the light as he, the Father, is in the light, as he's viewing you and as an opinion about your life. And I guarantee, man, I guarantee he'll restore you in an instant, in a blink of an eye. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, we're going to move on to Mary's piece here, this revelation. I'm going to skip around because there's a lot to chew on in Mary's piece and how peace, when you're in peace, this story, this message here was revealing how when you walk in the revelation of what God is saying, you stay and you protect the word that God has given you, how it's designed to produce the miracles. Mary held a word about the coming or the birth of her son and who he would be. And we see periodically, and I'll read as much as I can without taking too much time. We see periodically where the Bible says Mary pondered these things in her heart. She kept them in her heart. She didn't want to lose what she heard. Even giving birth to the Son of God was challenging at times, not to look at him as a normal person, as just another child born. Even though no man touched Mary and she gave birth to Jesus, it still was challenging for her. But Mary kept the word. And the word that she kept is the rhema, the revelations that came to her concerning him. And when she did this, it led right up to his miracle ministry, because she never let go of who he was. And this is what God is saying to us. I want you guys to do the same thing. I want you to hold the rhema word close to you and keep it there. Don't let it go for anything. Don't let the enemy pry it out of your hands. Don't let it become unfruitful. Don't let the devil rob, kill, and destroy it. But keep it just like Mary did, so you can come into the place and stay joined to me and watch miracles happen in your lives. In Luke chapter 1, we read here, and I'm going to read a little bit, but I'm going to skip around a little bit. It says, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin, espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind of what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Verse 33 says, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. I like this here. For with God, ooh, look at that. For with God, this is a revelation coming at you, nothing shall be impossible. You see that? With God. The word with means alongside or joined to. With God, nothing shall be impossible. This verse 37 is revealing the covenant of peace. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. When you're joined to him, it's not impossible, Mary. Elizabeth was joined to him when she received the word about John and who he was. Her husband didn't receive it, and God shut his mouth. But Elizabeth received it, and she was with God, and therefore her barrenness was broken. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. So Mary now received and accepted the word, and the Lord, watch this, of the Lord. And she entering, when she received the word, she entered into the joining place. She entered into the place of peace for her life, because she received what was said to her. And she entered into this place of peace Now she would begin to experience it more and more. More peace would come through the revealed word. This peace was making his path straight, making it easy to produce immediate miracles. Mary's receiving the word made it easy to watch the performance of miracles. Watch this. It says now, remember, it says here in Romans 5 and 1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. While we're connected or joined to or alongside, we have peace, prosperity. We have tranquility, wholeness, welfare. The anointing is right there. All right. So Mary's faith brought her to peace. And now what with that peace now, she would now be able to stay in a dimension to see immediate results. Now watch this. Mary receives even more peace through another word that came to her. And I'm going to skip around. And it says here, Mary went to hang out with Elizabeth. And let's see what Elizabeth says. Let me see if I can pick up in verse 41. It says, and it came to pass. I'm reading verse 41 of Luke chapter 1. It says, and it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. And watch this. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, remember, Mary did not speak to Elizabeth prior to this. Nothing between the two were discussed. Elizabeth gets filled with the Holy Ghost to confirm and keep Mary in the peace of the word that God had given her through the angel. And it says in verse 42, and she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. How bugged out would you be if you hadn't seen your cousin in so long and she's still sitting there opening her mouth about your pregnancy that nobody knows about? And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord, how does Elizabeth know who it is? And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Amen. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Watch this. Watch how excited Mary gets. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. Now Mary's hearing this word coming out of Elizabeth. She's getting another confirmation to what God said. Now, this thing is building, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God, my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth, all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done me great things, and holy is his name. So now Mary's hearing this and she's getting these things that are sustaining her. And we look at Luke over here. She gets more breadcrumbs after even here when she goes. And now the babe, I believe Jesus is born here. And they came in Luke 2 verse 16. It says, and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child.
Bless God.
And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Watch this. Everybody else was wondering about what they were talking about. But verse 19 says, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Mary would not let go of what they were saying about her son. Mary is staying under this word, and because of it, she's staying joined to God, which is a covenant of peace between him and her.
Bless
and
God.
That covenant, listen, this covenant of peace produces miracles. This, for with God, all things are possible. Joined to God, this is where your miracles are. This is where your deliverance is. This is where power is produced and God breaks you out of prisons. This where in this covenant of peace with God. So Mary's keeping all these things. And as she's keeping all these things, it's the word of the Lord. So if she's staying with the word or keeping the word, she's keeping God himself.
Yes, amen.
She's staying joined to him.
Amen.
We see another one here in Luke chapter 2. verses 42 through 51. Now, this is really, really powerful. This is really, really powerful. Oh, my goodness gracious me. This is when Jesus, and I'm going to just paraphrase it. Jesus now is 12 years old. He's already born. So Mary keeps something at his birth. When Jesus is born, she had something there. She hears Elizabeth. Her soul was magnifying the Lord. She was receiving and imbibing that before Jesus was even born. And when the angel came and gave her the word that was going to happen, she kept those things. She's keeping these things. Now Jesus is 12, and now he gets left behind, all right? And Jesus is ministering to these people. And verse 47 says this, and all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and his answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, son, why hast thou dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, how is it that you sought me? Wist you not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. God help me. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But watch Mary. But his mother Mary kept all these sayings in her heart. The word sayings means rhemas. She kept the rhemas. Not just sayings. She stayed in all this rhema. And at the time when it's needed, she kept it. And watch what she does. And it births out his miracle ministry. Because she's so perfectly joined and so smooth with her joining, to being joined to the word and what God was saying, that she would ignore her son when it was time for him to produce miracles. And this is what happens when you stay joined. And this is the point of talking about Mary's peace. Mary staying joined to the word was staying joined to God himself. And it produced this anointing where there was, I mean, it was just this wonderful coupling of faith and peace all over Mary. It was one, and she could not be moved from it. It says in John chapter 2, let's see how she calls it out of him now. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. And here it begins. Why is Mary telling Jesus they have no wine? No miracles have been produced yet. But remember, Mary kept all these sayings. Okay. She kept all these rhemas that you got the Son of God on your hands. You got the miracle worker right there on your hand. She kept him. Now Jesus is 30 years old at the wedding. They ran out of wine and she looked to him. Hey, dude, they ran out of wine. Jesus says unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. Remember the word hour. Remember what that means. The word hour means my season instant. Or my instant or instantaneous. You're trying to get me to be instantaneous with miracles. Mary's letting him know, listen, I'm joined to this thing, man. I know who you are. I know exactly who you are, and I know exactly what you can do. Your hour has come. You have the ability to bring instantaneous or immediate results. The pathway for you to produce this miracle in me is straight. I know who you are. I'm joined. I'm coupled to the word of who you are. So Mary says, he says here, mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, and look at how she's just joined to this thing. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus saith unto them, he didn't fight with Mary no more. He didn't fight with her. This woman was joined. He's like, listen, do whatever he says. He's going to tell you what to do. Don't worry about it. Jesus says unto them, fill the water pots with water. and they fill them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. Watch this. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Jesus' miracle ministry started because his mother, which we've discussed on many occasions, his mother did not let go of the word. She did not release it. She kept them. She pondered these sayings. She didn't let them go. And because of it, it brought forth this wonderful covenant between God and man to see instantaneous results. What am I saying in all of this? If we stay joined to this rhema, if we stay joined, don't let it go, this same covenant will come forth in your life.
Amen.
It'll Amen. Come forth in my life.
Amen.
You will see the miracle ministry of Jesus. You will see him produce instantaneous results. I'm telling you right now, you experience it every time you walk away from being joined unto the Father. And every time you come back, you experience a miracle of God's rest restoring and God's restitution. You experience God lifting you up again. This will be consistent on your life. Mary's peace, she didn't let go of it. She stayed with it. She never released it. From the time before Jesus was born to the time he was born to when he was 12, so when it was time for him to begin and time for miracles to start, she was right there. She was right there. And Jesus knew he had to honor her joining. She was joined to the word of who he was. If you stay joined to this rhema, he will honor you. He will honor you with life and life more abundantly. He will give you peace that surpasses all understanding. It will guard your heart, physically guard your heart and your mind.
Amen.
You'll see things you never saw before. Mary's peace was dynamic. Then we see this thing spread. This peace begins to spread. It begins to spread through Cana again. It begins to spread there. So now Mary starts the beginning. It's the commencement, or this is the origin place of the miracles. Now think about this. If the origin place of miracles, the beginning, if it says this is the beginning of the miracles that Jesus performed, it's the origin place. If she drew it out that way, why can't you draw it out that way? By staying joined to the word you're under. Don't relinquish it. Don't let darkness cover up the light. Because when it does, it says you've fallen away from peace. Don't let that happen, my God. And if it happened, please let the darkness become your place of discernment to get back into the light. Get rejoined.
Amen.
And as you're joined to the Father, I'm telling you now, you too will call out your miracle. You'll call out your breakthrough. You'll call out. I'm telling you right now, you'll call it out. And God will honor you through Jesus produce everything you need. My God, he'll produce everything you need.
Amen, Lord God.
If Mary did it at the origin, if this is the origin place of miracles, Isn't it noteworthy to see how she did it? Well, God blessed us to be able to trail it, to see how Mary stayed joined to the word.
Amen.
She kept all these sayings. Now, Cana is breaking out on the left hand and the right hand. It breaks out, and we'll talk more about that on Sunday. That we see now in Cana, there's another man that has the same attitude as Mary that comes to Jesus with the same exact attitude in the same city. Oh. So now we see miracles breaking out with the same type of posture or positioning where this man is like, dude, listen, I know who you are. Don't even try me. I know who you are, Jesus. Jesus said, really? He said, yeah. He said, seriously. He said, get down here, lest my child dies. And Jesus is going back and loving every minute of it. And they're going back and forth. But this man is so joined to who Jesus is, he's not moving. And the same results happen. The same miracle working power, restitution, restoration, prosperity. That's what came in at the wedding of Cana, was prosperity. Wine without price was created. That's prosperity. Man, listen, that's peace. And that's what peace does. And that's what happens when you stay joined to it. Just like Mary, Mary's peace, carrying this word, never letting it go. Even though times may come where the enemy wants to steal from you, don't lose your glimpse. We talked about it the other day. Don't lose your glimpse.
Amen.
Amen.
Stay in your glimpse, man. There'll be affirmation. Don't lose, man, what God has been saying. Don't change the topic. Don't change the conversation. Mary stayed in the topic. She stayed in the conversation of what was being said. The Bible says, but his mother kept all these sayings. The word sayings is rhema, means topics or matters. That which is being uttered by the living voice. Don't change your topics. Don't change the matter. Stay right where we are. And I'm telling you, this thing's going to catch a blaze in somebody soon. And somebody's going to walk in the power of God and see the full miraculous power of God stretch out in their life.
Bless
it's
God.
Worth
Amen,
it.
God.
It's worth
Amen,
it.
Amen, Lord. Amen, Lord.
It's worth it, people of God. It's worth it. So now we're getting to understand the importance of this joining. My whole basis for this. For this entire mini balance is to get you back hungry to staying joined, because the joining is what this peace is predicated on. Somebody that's with God, and I'm not talking about because you said the sinner's prayer. I'm talking about somebody that's in the light as he is in the light. That's what I'm talking about.
Amen, Lord God.
And that's what God wants from us. And this is God affording us to come into this wonderful place like this. So come on, man, choices need to be made. We got to keep it moving. We got to keep running. We've got to keep coming in to the place of his expressed image. He's giving us insights and revelations on how to. And we'd be fools not to do it. So let it be known to everybody on the line tonight. You have an understanding of how to really, really walk in the full peace with God. You've got it. You've got it right now. There's no excuse for any of us here. Yet again, we've got a great understanding. Even when darkness comes, my God, we got an understanding where to go. Get back in the light as he is in the light. Let him check me. Let him talk to me. Let me open up. Let me hear. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Because when you hear from the place of darkness, it says, if you walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sins. When you're in that light, man, there's a cleansing. There's a cleansing that takes place. It's powerful. And it puts you right back in right standing with him. And all things now become possible with God. Everything you've been waiting for becomes possible with God. Amen.
Amen.
Well, that's all I have for you guys tonight. Amen. We'll pick up, I believe, on Sunday, and we'll wrap up this mini balance on Sunday. It's really, really good. I'm praying that you guys stick with it. Don't you let up, not for a moment. Stick with it. Stick Amen. With it. Stick with it, stick with it, stick with it. It's worth it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.